Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to express my gratitude to the two coordinators, Austria and Chile, for all their extensive work throughout the past year on victims' assistance activities and for their report on the implementation of Article 5 and the respective actions of the Lausanne Action Plan. Mr. President, victims' assistance lies at the core of humanitarian efforts. Therefore, it is a crucial aspect for the implementation of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. For this reason, Italy confirms its long-term commitment, devoting a significant share of its mine action funds to related projects. Italy welcomes the attention given to this important issue in the LAP, which requires states' parties to develop measures to facilitate the social and economic inclusion of cluster munitions victims, such as access to education, microfinance, institutions, business development services, and social protection. Strengthening the inclusion and meaningful participation of victims in the development of laws, policies, and programs relevant to them, as well as their participation in the work conducted under the Convention, taking into account gender, age, disability, and diversity aspects of affected communities, are also measures to which we attach great importance. According to us, victims' assistance needs to be addressed through comprehensive responses, and any initiative should be sustainable, inclusive, and in line with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The principle on non-discrimination, as well as gender and diversity consideration, aiming at adequately addressing the different needs of different beneficiaries, are at the core of our development cooperation's policies and programs. For us, the protection of victims' rights and security is part of the broader promotion of the rights of all vulnerable groups, in particular persons with disabilities, in line with the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. In light of this, Italy adopts a broad integrated approach, assisting victims, their families, and communities, both in the short-term goals of physical rehabilitations and in the long-term ones of psychological support and economic reintegration. Mr. President, in 2022, we have allocated roughly 8.5 million euro to initiatives to this field carried out by main international organizations, such as UNMESS, the ICRCs, and the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining and Italian civil society organizations in a number of countries, such as Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Iraq, Mali, Niger, Syria, Somalia, and Sudan. I would like to provide you with just a few examples of our work. In Ethiopia, through the ICRC, we are providing rehabilitation assistance to prisoners, to people living in remote areas or in places where conflicts are in progress, and to other vulnerable groups who have difficulties accessing essential services. We support people with disabilities, progress in their social economic inclusions directly or through the support of their organizations by enabling them to obtain support for their livelihoods, access educational opportunities, or participate in sportive activities. In Mali, still through the ICRC, we are supporting physical rehabilitation centers, in particular through the first physical rehabilitation center in Mopti, in the framework of the Program for Humanitarian Impact Investment. In Niger, we are providing funds to the ICRC for specific rehabilitation activities for the protection of tricycles, which are more suitable for the sandy terrain of these areas compared to conventional wheelchairs, and we focus greater attention to the most vulnerable people, including women, victims of violence, and migrants. The Italian cooperation will continue supporting victims' assistance activities and initiatives also in the future, and I would like to thank you again for letting us share our experience with you. Thank you, Mr. President.